It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Ells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Ells.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 11th season of the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Last season wasn't too kind to the seven area Catholic high school football teams, as only two of them, Hartley in Division 3 and Fisher Catholic in Division 7, made the postseason. But with improvements at Waterson and St. Charles, a return to health for some key players at DeSales and Newark Catholic, and the return of Joel Cutler as Bishop Reedy's head coach, there's plenty of reason for optimism heading into the 2019 season. In our first Central Catholic League game of the week tonight, we'll see if St. Charles is able to carry those improvements from last season into this year when the Cardinals travel to Dublin Scioto. Randy Reinhardt and the coach Larry Wolf back for another season of CCL football. Bring you all the play-by-play immediately following the preview show, starting with the pregame at 6:45 right here on AM 820. Also on the schedule for week one, Hartley hosts Timber Creek out of New Jersey. Waterson heads to Lancaster. Reedy is on the road at Genoa area. Tomorrow night, DeSales takes on Dayton Carroll at Huber Heights Wayne High School. Newark Catholic plays Eden at Ohio Northern University. And Fisher Catholic travels to Tuscarora Central Catholic. We have to take our first time out of the season. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, and get his thoughts on the upcoming season, as well as tonight's CCL Game of the Week between St. Charles and Dublin Scioto. Then we visit with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker and Cardinals two-way lineman Connor Coretta. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Looking for a Ford Explorer or Jeep? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. We're very happy to have back our broadcast team of Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf for another year of great CCL football. Coach Wolf joining us now on the preview show. And Larry, looking back on last season, not so great for the area's Catholic teams, as just Hartley and Fisher Catholic made it to the postseason. But we did see a lot of improvement from St. Charles and Waterson. Do you see more CCL teams making the playoffs this season?
Well, I think there has to be. And the reason I say that is because you're probably not going to go through the injury brigade that teams like DeSales, Reedy, and Newark Catholic went through last year. So DeSales losing their quarterback cost them. I mean, they were a pretty good football team when it all got started. So you can expect DeSales to make it back. I just think their pedigree is too strong. They know how to do it. Even though their schedule's brutal, I think you'll see DeSales back in the playoff picture. You know, Reedy with Joel Cutler, you never know. They've got a brutal schedule as well this year, but they can handle that. They're going to go to Genoa this first week, and that's going to be a tough one for them. But after that, they're actually playing in the new league that they're in. So they've got Liberty Union and Buckeye Valley and Columbus Academy and Harvest Prep and Whitehall. And those are some good football teams, but they're capable of winning some of those games, and that should do them well enough to have a chance to get in the playoffs. So, yes, I think the CCL is going to get more than two teams in this year.
Speaking with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy getting ready for our CCL Game of the Week as St. Charles heads to Dublin Scioto. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, last year, the Irish walloped the Cardinals 56-7 to open the season, but Scioto has lost a lot of talent from last year's team, and we mentioned how St. Charles took some steps forward last year. So how do the Cardinals keep this one closer tonight?
Well, they're going to improve their defense, first of all. I mean, they were giving up 38, 40, 45 points almost every game. And I think the easiest fix for Deke Hoker is to start with the defense. Get your best athletes on the defensive side, and I think he's going to do that. He's going to get bigger, stronger, tougher kids on the defensive side, and so that's going to hold down the opposing offenses. Then on the flip side, his kids are more familiar with the new system that they put in last year. I mean, last year at this time, they were still trying to figure out which steps to take, which directions to go, who's going to get the ball where for how many. And this year, they know that. And so their offense is going to get better. Their defense has to get better because they're going to have more people in the right places this year. So I think just starting out with those couple things helping them out, the scores are going to be closer to begin with. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win, but I don't see it being another 56-7. I think more respectively, 31-14, 31 something. Yeah, listen, this Devils-Soda team is still an OCC power, but St. Charles will do better on both sides of the ball this year.
All right. Look forward to hearing your call tonight and look forward to talking to you all season long, Larry.
Yes, it should be a good season again for all of us, and I'm hoping that we've got some great games ahead of us, so I'm looking forward to it.
All righty. Coach Larry Wolf teaming up with Randy Reinhardt again this year for the call of our CCL Game of the Week. It comes your way every Friday night, and it all gets underway tonight as St. Charles is on the road at Dublin Sciota and immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820. St. Charles finished 4-6 in Deke Hoker's first year as head coach last season. That matched their win total from the previous 2 years combined. Coach Hoker joining us now on the preview show. And Coach, what did you learn last year about being a head coach for the first time?
Well, I don't know how long we have, but I learned a lot. The key was just learning the players, learning the coaches, building relationships. That was the most important thing, and I think we got better at that.
Coach, you talk about learning those players and getting some familiarity with them, and them obviously getting familiarity with you and your systems and what you expect from them. How much easier did that make this offseason?
Well, I think, you know, second year around in anything, you're a little bit ahead, and, you know, we blessed because we got a great group of young men to work with, and they've bought in and worked hard, and, you know, we're a little ahead with all the X's and O's things, but just getting to develop as a team and as people and as a football family.
Speaking with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker, his Cardinals for the second straight year open the season against Dublin Sciota. It's our game of the week right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show. And Coach, last year the Irish not so kind in welcoming you to St. Charles with a 56-7 loss, but your team made a lot of improvements as we mentioned last season. Sciota has lost a lot of firepower to graduation, so do you see a much different game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dublin Sciota is a good team. This is a new year. They have a new team. We have a new team. We're just focusing on tonight, and that's all we can focus on. And we want to get off to a good start, come out of the gates ready, and that's our plan.
Coach, you have a big senior class this year with 22 seniors. How vital will that prove to be for you this season?
Our senior leadership's been great. You know, we got a solid group of captains, but, you know, we have more guys that are able to be captains, and they've done a great job of just taking the team over, being leaders on the field, in the classroom, and out in the community. It's been really good.
Coach, one of those seniors is your quarterback, Andy Mason. He got some valuable experience last year when Dan DiNapoli went out with a broken leg. And the most important stat, I think, from Andy last year, no interceptions in his time on the field. How do you think that time last year benefited him?
Benefit him tremendously. And, you know, the time that he's had in the off season and in the summer, the work that he's put in physically and mentally, he's made tremendous strides. And he's developed that so much as a leader, too. So looking forward to watching Andy play.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Dublin Sciota.
Thanks a lot.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. We talked with Coach about that big senior class, and not many of them are bigger than two-way lineman Connor Coretta. He spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Connor, you're coming into year two under Coach Hoker. How much easier that made things going into your senior year?
Yeah, team confidence in general is just up. Haven't had to spend as much time installing and stuff. It's been a lot more focusing on the little details to help us improve on our record from last year.
Talk about last year. You guys went 4-6, but the last game you guys went head-to-head with Hartley. I mean, toe-to-toe, the whole game, and they're a powerhouse. So did that carry you guys into the offseason thinking, hey, we're not too far off here?
Yeah, it really got us thinking we could do special things next year. Great way to end the season. Great game, low scoring, defensive battle, really sparked our offseason effort for this season.
You know, you're going to find out real fast how far you guys have come. You're playing Dublin Sciota last year. Didn't go well for you guys. You lost 56-7. The game kind of got out of hand quick. So this is your chance to kind of redeem yourself a little bit and see where you're at from year to the year. Mm-hmm. Talk about what the motivation is heading into that game this week.
Last year, everybody counted us out from game one. We just gave up a couple big plays first quarter. We just got to eliminate those big plays, focus on what we have to do, and we should be fine.
That's your senior year. Talk about your goals, team-wise first and individual second here.
Being a CCL school, every year our goal is to win CCL. I think we can do that this year. Some great players, great pieces, very senior-oriented. And individually, just want to improve off of what I did last year. Less missed assignments and just win.
Dublin Scioto, they lost quite a few players from last year on their offense. How you guys have prepared for them?
They're very big up front. I think that's going to be the key battle this week. We just got to win the trenches and not get pushed around, match their physicality.
Well, good luck this week against Dublin Scioto, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles two-way senior lineman Connor Coretta and our Chris Higgins. The Cardinals on the road to face Dublin Scioto tonight. It's our CCO Game of the Week right here on AM 820. We have to step away. When we come back, we'll talk with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks running back and safety Jalen January. Then it's Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles running back and linebacker Tommy Bear. All of that and more straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for our local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Looking for an F-150 or Ram truck? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Hartley had another solid season last year, finishing 9-3 and making the playoffs for a ninth straight season. Their 19-14 loss to Eastmore in the regional semifinal broke a string of 8 years in a row. The Hawks had played for a regional championship. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the Preview Show. And coach, when you hear numbers like that, how does it make you feel about the program you've built at Hartley?
I'm really proud, obviously, of everything that we've done, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I think that's the part that is glossed over a little bit, that it's been fun for the community of the school. It's been really fun for our players, been really fun for us as coaches, fun for our alumni. I mean, it's just really exciting, and you can't put a price tag on it. Of course, I'm really, really proud of it. I'm not one of those guys say, you know, what happened in the past doesn't matter. It's all that happened today. I mean, we do it so that we can enjoy it, and there's a time to enjoy it, a time to be excited about and appreciative of it. And yeah, we are very much so.
Coach, you've got a ton of seniors back this year with 18, a lot of talent, and only 3 road games, so expectations are pretty high for you guys this year. How excited are you for this season?
You know, there's 2 things that always occur. We're always really excited and feel great about our team, and expectations are always high. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're Bishop Hartley football, and we're expected to win and expected to be competing for the highest prizes, and that's just the way it is. Like I said, that's the fun part of it. That's the exciting part of it. We do love this team. There's no question. We love this group of kids, and we've waited to coach them for a long time, and here we go.
Joined on the Preview Show by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, his Hawks opening the season tonight against Timber Creek out of New Jersey. Coach, how does a game like this against an out-of-state opponent come about?
You know, we were looking for a week one game, and Timber Creek is kind of a, you know, like a national program where they will play early season games all over the country. You know, they played East St. Louis a couple years ago. They're playing in Virginia next week. So they're always looking for games to travel with their teams and to expose them to other environments. And playing a national power like this, you know, we just communicate with each other. We're both looking for games and said, could it work? And here we are.
Coach, you have a pretty cool thing going on out at Hartley this year where you and 4 of your assistant coaches all have sons on the team this season. How special is that for you guys?
really special. You know, like I said, we've waited to coach this team, and it'll be a unique experience, and we've enjoyed every minute of it. You know, my son and Coach Underwood's son are freshmen, and Coach Evans and Coach Sawyer's son are seniors, so we see it on different spectrums. Coach Sivner's son's a junior, but we see it from the older kids' eyes and the younger kids' eyes, and I'm so proud of this experience of us being around the kids, but I'm also proud of the way the older kids have raised the younger kids. Obviously, I see it through a whole new lens with my own children, and I'm proud of the example that they set for them and the way that they lead. It's really cool and something that we're not going to take for granted and appreciate being a part of.
All righty, Coach. We'll enjoy that season opener tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you all season long on the preview show.
Best time of the year. Thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. As Ryan mentioned, the Hawks with a strong senior class this season, including running back Jalen January, who will also see more time on the defensive side of the ball, starting at safety. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Jalen earlier this week.
Jalen, it seems like just yesterday we were wrapping up last season, me and you out here on this field as you guys were getting ready to play Eastmoor in the regional semifinal game. Obviously, that game didn't go the way you guys wanted last year. That snapped a string of 8 straight regional final appearances for Hartley. One, how disappointing was that game to end on the season like that last year? And two, did that give you guys some motivation not making that regional final?
It definitely took a toll on our team, especially the seniors that left. They really provided a lot, and they taught a lot of our juniors now that have come up. So we definitely took that and embraced it to everything we did this summer. We worked extremely hard. I think it's the hardest year I've had so far at Hartley, and we've been well prepared. And, you know, every day we just try to tell ourselves we get better. And one game, you know, you can't let that affect who you are and your legacy. So we just try to move forward and get ready for Timber Creek Week 1.
It's probably arguable right now that this may be one of, if not the most talented Hartley teams that Coach Birchfield has had. You guys have a great senior class with a ton of playmakers, and you guys have really kind of been looking forward to this year for a while. I mean, what are the expectations that you and your teammates have this year?
Oh, yeah. My brothers, my seniors, we've been looking forward to this since our freshman year. We went undefeated, and we actually didn't lose anything. So we've been looking forward and making sure that we get our bodies right and we be the best that we possibly can be so we can live with this expectation that they had in 2016. You know, going to a state championship and having that and seeing the joy that everyone had and seeing how they also were kind of like us, and you know, they were waiting for that opportunity just to, you know, step up and do what Hartley does best. So we're definitely excited for this year and just playing for each other and making sure that we leave our mark on Hartley history.
Jalen, this year you're going to play both ways.
Yes,
all
sir.
Season long. You've played some defense, but you've mostly focused on running back the past years. What does that change for you this year, having to have those responsibilities on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, it changes a lot. Well, my sophomore year I started corner, so I kind of know how it goes. But this year, playing that safety role, going from safety and running back, it's definitely a challenge, but I know I can step up for my team and provide that boost that we all need. You know, there's things that you just have to do, especially with all the talent that we have on our team. I know my brothers have my back, so I'm ready to just go out there and play.
Well, Jalen, you had a great season last year. Hopefully you have the same this year. Thanks a lot for this, and good luck this week against Timber Creek.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Hartley Senior Jalen January and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks welcoming Timber Creek all the way in from New Jersey to Jack Ryan Field for the season opener tonight. Bishop Watterson ended last season on a high note, winning 3 straight, including a 21-14 win over arch rival DeSales in the season finale. The Eagles wrapping up the year at 5-5. Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now in the preview show. And Coach, looking back on last year, just how much did your team improve throughout that season?
Well, I think, you know, we had 14 sophomores start multiple games for us last year. So, you know, certainly the more time they're on the field, the more reps they got, the better they got. And so, you know, we got all those guys back this year as juniors. So, you know, I feel really good about that.
Coach, do you get that sense that your players were able to carry that momentum into the offseason and training camp?
I think they're more confident. You know, we were talking about, you know, last year we started, opening week was against Jerome, and they just brought the house, and they were more physical, and I think our kids were a little bit shell-shocked. I would be shocked if that happens to us this year. I mean, they've all matured. You know, they're still teenagers, and they're, you know, they're knuckleheads at times, but they've matured, you could tell.
Speaking with Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles renewing an old rivalry tonight when they play their season opener at Lancaster. Now, other than Central Catholic League schools, the Golden Gaels are the team that Bishop Watterson has faced the most over the years, playing 26 times. But the last time these two schools played each other was 1991. That was your senior year, Coach, 27 years ago. So how old do you feel right about now?
I feel old, and I feel like that game just happened last night. They took us to the woodshed. They're up 41-0 in the third quarter. About midway through the third quarter, we got thunder and lightning, and it just kept going, and we never came back out, and that was the end of the game. I mean, it was bad.
Coach, over those 27 years, football has changed a lot, but Lancaster football really hasn't. They're still big, physical, and they are a downhill running football team. What kind of challenges does that present for you tonight?
You hit it on the head. I mean, that's who Lancaster is. And offensively, I mean, they're going to come right at you. You know, they're perfectly content with a 12, 14, 15 play drive, take 7-8 minutes off the clock, and limit your possessions. I mean, we're undersized, but our challenge is to play tough, you know, be physical, and be smart. You know, I think we've got a good game plan. It's just, you know, can we go out and execute?
All right, Coach, good luck tonight in the season opener against Lancaster.
Thanks, fellas.
Bishop Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy. One of the Eagles who made a lot of improvement last season was running back Tommy Bear. Our Ryan Baker caught up with Tommy after practice this week.
Tommy, first things first, I get out here today. What used to be behind the school where you guys practiced in the baseball field, which was, you know, a couple blades of grass and mostly dirt, is all turf now. Mm-hmm. How awesome is this facility for you guys to use and practice on now? Because this looks sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's real nice. You don't have to worry about when it rains like it did today, like when you cut. You just slide. So for now, you just cut right on it. No worries. Not a lot of mud everywhere. Keeps the locker room nice and clean. So that's nice.
Probably makes mom happy too. Oh, not yeah. Doing as much laundry, huh?
Yeah.
Last year, you kind of had a breakout year for you at running back in your junior season. That was really kind of your first experience playing big football, because you guys didn't have, as a sophomore, you guys didn't have a JV team. You think last year's experience, as you went on through the year, is that really going to especially help you this year, not having that JV experience?
Yeah, I think it's going to help a lot of people, because a lot of our sophomores last year, they played freshman ball the year before, no JV, so they went straight from freshman to varsity. So now a lot of the guys got a 1 year of varsity under their belt, so...
You're going to be playing a little more defense this year. You didn't play much last year, just in the Jerome game. This year you're going to be rotating at linebacker. Talk about that a little bit, and how are you excited for that challenge?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. Offense and defense, two different animals, especially running back and linebacker. Running back, I mean, you're still trying to hit him, but linebacker, you're coming downhill every play. So,
you guys finished last year on a lot of momentum. You won 3 straight to end the season. Were you guys able to carry that momentum over into the offseason and hopefully into this year?
Yeah, I think it was a little... It started out nice in, like, the offseason lifting, and it kind of died down. But the last, like, 2 practices, we've really picked it up, so...
Well, that's awesome. Hopefully that goes right into this game against Lancaster this week. Tommy, thanks a lot for this. Yep. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week against Lancaster.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Waterston running back and linebacker Tommy Bear for that. The Eagles open their season on the road at Lancaster tonight. We have to take a quick break. When we return, we'll check in with Reedy head coach Joel Cutler and Silver Knights two-way lineman Jacob Robinson. Then we talk with the sales head man Ryan Wiggins and Stallions quarterback Reno Godfrey on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. After finishing the year 4-6, Bishop Reedy parted ways with head coach Brian Cross after last season. Fortunately for the Silver Knights, former head coach Joel Cutler was available after leaving Upper Arlington. Coach Cutler, who went 19-5 in his 2 seasons with Reedy back in 2012 and 2013, joins us now on the Preview Show. And Coach, how nice is it for you to have the opportunity to return to Reedy?
Well, it's been a blessing. You know, just the way things happen to line up, you know, the stars aligned the right way at the right time for myself and our family and the Silver Knight football family. So, you know, we're excited to be back, have the opportunity to impact lives of football players again, and we're ready to get after.
Your 2 trips at Reedy now, you've followed 2 really good coaches in Larry Wolf and now Brian Cross. How many changes, if any, did you have to make in the offseason?
Well, you know, 2 Hall of Famers, really, right? Both of those gentlemen, just excellent people, excellent coaches. So I can't say enough about Larry and Brian and what they had done prior to me being at Bishop Reedy. And because of that, they've upheld the tradition of the program, well before my arriving. So a lot of the same core values, though, with physical brand of football being played, great defense, special teams, a run first mentality with, some play action pass and stuff off it. So there's not a ton of, differences when I think it comes to maybe our core values as a group, the three of us, just, different formations and some schemes to get it there. That's all.
Talking with Bishop Reedy head coach Joel Cutler, his Silver Knights heading to Genoa area tonight for the season opener. The Comets have made three straight trips to the postseason. They beat the Silver Knights last year 28-0. They have a 250-pound running back, Daniel Novotny, who rushed for over 1,000 yards last season. You guys will have some challenges tonight, coach.
Yes, we will. He's been a starter. He's been very successful as a starter there. I believe from what Coach Patterson has said, he's a team leader for their program, and he's a load. He's every bit of 250. Looks like he's no stranger to the weight room. When I went up to watch a scrimmage, we absolutely know we got our work cut out for us.
Coach, you hired two of your former Reedy players, Brady Taylor, who just finished his career as an offensive lineman at Ohio State, and quarterback Matt Yoho onto your coaching staff. How important do you feel that is?
I think having a coaching staff that trusts each other first and foremost and understands what it is that we're trying to accomplish has to happen first to eliminate that learning curve for the players. So if we're all speaking the same language and talking the same things schematically and things like that and drill progression, that can speed up the learning curve for players. And I hope that we see some of that take place. Both Brady and Matt Yoho, I love them dearly as people. They're excellent, excellent football players for the Silver Knights. When I was there the first time, they both went on to play successful college careers. And in the short amount of time I've been able to coach with them, they remember the system which they grew up in with me, which was kind of a seamless transition. And now I get to see how they're impacting lives of other young men in the Silver Knight program. It's been pretty awesome to watch, just the journey they've taken as young men.
Well, Coach, welcome back, and good luck tonight in your season opener against Genoa area.
Hey, thank you. Go Knights.
Reedy head coach Joel Cutler, one of the Silver Knights who will certainly benefit from having Brady Taylor on staff, is two-way lineman Jacob Robinson. Our Chris Higgins caught up with the senior earlier this week.
Jacob, last season, disappointing 4-6. Joel Cutler comes back after 4 years away at Upper Arlington. Tell me about how that transition has gone from Coach Cross to Coach Cutler.
With no doubt, Coach Cross was a great coach, phenomenal. I know we didn't have a very good season last year, but Coach Cutler is definitely bringing it in, bringing the energy, bringing the intense. I think it's going great this year. He's definitely had us in the weight room since December, pushing and grinding this year. The coach change is phenomenal. All new coaches, it's definitely a different style for us. We've never went through something more. It's more work like this and more intense. We're definitely here almost Monday through Saturday. We get like really Sunday off. I mean, it's great change from last year.
The team you're playing week one this year against Genoa, they went on, beat you guys 28-0. They went on to go 12-1, finished number one at the end of the season, I think in Division 5. Tell me what you remember about what made them so good last year.
Last year, I think they just had a really good coaching staff, and what really helped was they had a really good line up front. Up front was all good 6-foot, 250, 220 kids. I mean, they were all good, well-coached. This year, I think they're still a pretty solid team. They don't have all their starters back, which is, a little bit better for us, but they're still a solid team, and it's still going to be a challenge this Friday.
One of the players they got coming back, 6-foot, 250-pound running back, Daniel Novotny, went for 1,000 yards last year. You on the defensive line. How do you guys prep for a player that size? Because you don't see that on a weekly basis.
Like I said, we've been out here since December. Definitely putting in the grind. I mean, we have watched a lot of film on him. Keep an eye on him. He is one of our keys this week. We are reading him a lot from the D-line perspective. We've been working on a lot of tackling, making sure that, we can tack properly, reading the defense well, just going over plays, preparing for him. It's not just their offensive line. It's definitely him. He's definitely a hard runner, but I think we're going to be able to stop him this year.
Well, good luck this week against Genoa, and then good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy two-way lineman Jacob Robinson and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights opening the second Joel Cutler era on the road at Genoa tonight. St. Francis de Sales lost its last three games last season to finish 5-5 and just miss out of the postseason for the second straight season. The Stallions had to play the second half of the year without their starting quarterback, Reno Godfrey, who went out with a severely broken leg. Reno fully healed now, giving the Stallions a lot of hope heading into 2019. DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, looking back, how tough was that second half of the season last year?
Well, it was a tough season, you know, in terms of just having to continue to plug holes. We had a lot of injuries and adversity and having to move guys around and in our schedule as well. You know, the second half of the season brings all the CCL teams, you know, and Winton Woods, you know, it was just a tough go, even at full strength, let alone with some of the things we had to face. But it's part of the game. You know, that's football. You have to try to manage those things. You just hope you don't have too many of them. But you know, I said this before, I'll say it again. Our guys really fought to the bitter end. We kind of shuffled around and did the best we could. We were competitive, you know, in every one of those games. We just didn't have quite enough. But you know what? You learn from it, you move on, and it's a new year.
Coach, we mentioned your quarterback, Reno Godfrey. He is back and healthy for 2019. You also have a lot of talented players back, like your running backs, Jalen Ball and Quintel Quinn, Cole Potts on the line, wide receiver Owen Faulkner, Jordan Johnson, and tight end Matt Stewart. With all those players, you only have 11 seniors, though, this year. Does that worry you at all?
Not really. You know, I think, you know, I love to have a big senior class. It's been through it and all that kind of stuff, but it's just not what it is this year. But I really like our younger players. I mean, you know, I think this time a year ago they were good players. They were just younger. They weren't quite ready. But a year makes a big difference in high school. You know, and I like the guys that are filling in. You know, I do like the seniors we have. I like all of them. I think they all have roles that, you know, that they contribute to. But it was a small class to begin with. And so, you know, the younger guys stepping up, And what they've done in so far in the preseason and what they've done in the scrimmages and things, I think we're going to put a good 11 out there, no question. It's just a matter of building depth, you know, and trying to stay healthy and manage the schedule and all those kind of things.
Joined on the preview show by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions opening the season on the road tomorrow against Dayton Carroll. The Patriots play in the Greater Catholic League down in Cincinnati. This is your first of three games against the GCL this year. As the CCL has formed an agreement to play each other the next few seasons, how big of a deal is that?
Well, I think it's a really big deal. I like it. I like that like-minded Catholic schools are going to try to kind of team up and play one another. You know, when the GCL had their 8-team league, it wasn't too difficult, but now all of a sudden they're down to 6, and so they're looking for 4 games per year, and the CCL is looking for 6 games per year. And so, you know, it makes sense. It really does. When you think about all the different rules, and which is a whole other discussion, but when you think about all that, like-minded Catholic schools, and I've always been biased to Catholic football. I think Catholic football is so unique. It's clean and hard-hitting and physical. Mutual respect. You know, it's great high school football, and so for us, we get to play 7 Catholic high school football opponents this year, and I think it's a neat thing.
Coach, you had maybe a coach's worst nightmare happen to you this summer when one of your players, freshman Xavier Quinn, who was going to be a starter at linebacker for you, passed away. How have you guys been able to deal with that? I'm sure it has to be extremely tough.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult. There's no easy way around it, and there's no perfect manual or anything like that on how to deal with it. What we did as a team was we met in the chapel. I thought that was a good place to start. We want to make sure that we're there for Quintel, who's one of our very best players, and Quintel's family, the Quinn family, and there for one another. You know, and that's what we're going to do, not only as a football team, but as a school community.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck this season, and we'll look forward to talking to you all year long.
All right. Thank you, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. As we mentioned, the Stallions opening the season tomorrow on the road against Dayton Carroll. We talked with Coach about his quarterback, Reno Godfrey. Our Ryan Baker spoke with the Stallions signal caller earlier this week.
Reno, I'm sure it's been a long off season for you since it started about 5 games too early. You had that gruesome leg injury last year in the Covington Catholic game in the fourth quarter. Real quick, though, just are you fully healed? Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir. I was fully healed, cleared June 12th of this year. That's when all the complications were gone. I mean, there's still obviously going to be some underlying problems with it, but so far I feel 100% right now, no problems.
For those that may not remember, let everyone know exactly what the injury was.
It was a broken tibia, fibula, and three torn ligaments in my leg.
So you got your money's worth out of that one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was kind of a ripoff. I wasn't a fan of that.
With that, how tough was it last year to watch the team the second half of the season, especially with those struggles the last three games? How tough was that for you?
Oh, it was super tough. I hated every second watching it, but I knew all the seniors. It was good watching them play out their high school career. None of them slowed down. Their foot was on the gas pedal the whole entire time. They took it in stride really well, but season didn't end the way it wanted to. And, you know, we always talk about, oh, if it didn't happen or if this didn't happen, that didn't happen, like, how would it have been? But, you know, it's all in the past now. Have to look past that.
With that, a little extra motivation this offseason, getting ready for 2019?
Oh, yes, sir. Every day I could, I was lifting, training, running. Well, when I got cleared to run to help strengthen it up, get my game up, and just perform, help take my team where we want to be. So,
and if it wasn't bad enough, you got to wait an extra day because you guys play on Saturday this week. You're over at Huber Heights taking on Dayton Carroll in the backyard blitz. What can we expect to see from your offense this Saturday night?
The offense is a lot of the same as last year, but we're going to try to air it out a lot. We have a lot of great athletes, Quintel Quinn, Owen Faulkner, Jordan Johnson, just some examples. We're just going to try to get the ball into their hands as much as possible, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Well, Reno, thanks a lot for this. I know you got to get going. Good luck this week against Carroll, and hopefully a healthy season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks to DeSales quarterback Reno Godfrey and Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions open their season tomorrow night at Huber Heights Wayne against Dayton Carroll. Up next, we talk with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello and Fisher Catholic coach Doug Miller on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Looking for a Ford Explorer or Jeep? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street, with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Last season, Newark Catholic went 3-7. Injuries definitely playing a part in Coach Ryan Aiello's first season with the Green Wave. Coach Aiello joining us now on the Preview Show. And Coach, what did you learn in your first season as a head coach?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a laundry list of things that I could go through from that standpoint. And starting with our preparation going into the season, you know, we weren't able to get 7-7s and scrimmages set up, and that was one of the first things that I did in the off season was getting those on the books, because it just gives us an opportunity to compete against somebody else instead of ourselves for, you know, all of July and August, and you know, get an evaluation on these guys in competitive settings.
Coach, Doug mentioned it a little bit there, but every week last year it seemed like we were talking about a new injury that your team had suffered. As disappointing as that was for last season, how can the experience that some of your players got last year help you out this season?
Yeah, it was unfortunate, but there's no excuses, right? But yeah, we were able to get a lot of young kids in that might not have been ready, but that's definitely paid off from an experience stance this year, and it's created a lot of competition in some different position groups. You know, as I mentioned in the preseason, you know, how do you get competition? You know, getting other people in there, but you got to facilitate competition throughout the course of the week, right? If it doesn't happen in practice, it's not going to happen on Friday and Saturday night. So that depth and getting everybody healthy this year, and thankfully we are for the most part healthy. It's created a more sense of urgency in practice. You know, guys fighting for positions, competing for positions. So I fully expect that to pay off this coming Saturday.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave indeed opening the season against Eden tomorrow night at Ohio Northern University. Coach, you were originally scheduled to play Bishop Rosecrans, but the Bishops will be playing eight-man football this season due to some low numbers. How were you able to get this game against Eden scheduled on such short notice?
You know, it's unfortunate that numbers are starting to drop, not only across, you know, the state of Ohio, but across the country. You know, it's just the same with you know, what this game has to offer. But with that being said, I got to give the credit to Tom Pickering, our athletic director at Newark Catholic. Just did a great job of searching on what would be a good fit, you know, from a travel standpoint, size standpoint for us. So really excited to be able to get this game and a very talented Eden team. They pose a lot of different issues for us offensively and defensively. But, you know, again, we've got a situation here where we have numbers dropping, so other teams were dropping across the state. And what that did is that opened up some other schedules throughout the area here, and we were able to take advantage on picking up Eden.
Coach, you added a couple of big additions to your coaching staff, including longtime head coach Brian Cross. How is that going to help you this season?
You know, you asked a question on things that I've learned, and I think it's the importance of consistency, right, in all three phases of the game, and that's as a coach, and that's something that has to be replicated to the players as well. And Coach Cross, you know, 37 years of head coaching experience, been successful everywhere he's been. You know, he's a huge part of that. You know, what he's doing on the offensive side of the ball and the identity that we are working on creating there, it has been huge to me in sustaining that success.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tomorrow night in your season opener.
Thank you so much, guys. Really do appreciate your time.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave opening the 2019 season tomorrow night against Eden at Ohio Northern University. Fisher Catholic returned to the postseason for the first time since 2006 last year. The Irish fell to Division 7 state runner-up Trimble in the first round and wrapped up the season with a record of 6-4. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller joins us now on the preview show. And coach, looking back on last season, how important was that success for your program?
It was huge. It meant everything to us to be able to accomplish what we accomplished with the athletes as young as we were. It enabled our kids to understand that they did have the ability to play at the next level. And as a result of that, our weight room has been going crazy since last January. Our kids are all in on themselves, and they're all in on our system. Quite frankly, in the 3 years I've been here, I think this is the best team that we've had on the field. I know it's one of the best teams I've ever had on the field in the 29 years I've been coaching.
Coach, with that success and returning playmakers, quarterback Caden Starcher, running back Nick Crooner, and wide receiver Caden McCauley, come high expectations. Do you embrace those expectations, and how do you handle them?
Absolutely do. These kids are very grounded. It's the first senior class I've ever had that absolutely revels in the success of each other. So they're up to the challenge. These kids want it, and they've worked hard to get to this point. And if they execute, these kids can go as far as they can go.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish open up on the road tomorrow night at Tuscarawas Central Catholic. The Saints won their final three games of the regular season to finish 5-5 last year and make the postseason. What can you tell us about them?
They're a wide open team. They throw the ball a ton. They got a returning All-Ohio quarterback. So the expectation, I'm sure, is very high for them as well.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night in your season opener.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish looking to build off that trip to the playoffs last season when they opened this season at Tuscarawas Central Catholic tomorrow night. And we'll put a wrap on the preview show right after this final timeout.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
High school football is back, and week one of the regular season gets underway for the area's Catholic teams in just a few minutes. Tonight, Bishop Hartley welcomes Timber Creek all the way in from New Jersey. Waterston renews an old rivalry on the road at Lancaster. Reedy travels to Genoa area. And in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family, St. Charles heads to Dublin, Scioto. Tomorrow, DeSales locks up with Dayton Carroll at Huber Heights Wayne High School. Newark Catholic takes on Eden at Ohio Northern University. And Fisher Catholic is on the road at Tuscarawas Central Catholic. Don't forget, after the game tonight, stay tuned for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Able Roofing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the area's winning coaches. If you have a score, tweet us at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us here on the preview show. On the other side of this break, it's Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf with the live play-by-play of tonight's CCL Game of the Week. For Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Enjoy the game, everybody.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Looking for an F-150 or Ram truck? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can test drive both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, five brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.